Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
You're going on vacation. You book a place. Maybe it's a hotel or a motel or, you know, one of the vacation rental services. And you think it's too good to be true. And then you get there and it turns out it's a reason. It's so inexpensive.
The price was the price for a reason.
And that happened to producer Dan this past weekend. He went to Philly. Just quickly recap some of the things that went wrong.
All right, we went to Philly to celebrate our 1 year. We threw it together real fast, and we found this listing on Airbnb that had an amazing price, and it turns out we were the first people to stay there. It was a new listing, so
right.
We were the guinea pigs. And we get there, it's like 7 p.m. after driving 6 hours, and we can't get in because the code isn't working. Because the door handle was not on the door. It was hanging. So we had to pull it up, and we're trying to get it to work, and we can't get in the place. We have to call the guy who has to drive over and get us in because that doesn't work. And we get inside. It's supposed to be this beautiful park view of a lovely place, studio apartment. There's no park view. It's two dilapidated buildings that are falling apart that are uninhabitable. So now we're hungry. We go to walk around. There's got to be a restaurant nearby. We're in downtown Philly. We go. The only restaurant nearby has been closed, and it's barred, and it's covered in graffiti. And we start to walk around the neighborhood, and without getting into it,
right,
we're in the trenches.
Right.
It's a tough place to be. So now we get back. We're like, screw it. This is a tough start. Let's just go to bed. I get in bed on the left side, and it's fine. My girlfriend walks around to the right side, gets in, falls off the bed. And we're like, what the hell just happened? So we look, and I pull the mattress up. The box spring is warped. And also too big for the bed. So now we can't even sleep in the bed. So now we're feverishly texting this guy. Like, we'll stay here for tonight, but we want our money back. These accommodations, they're not what we thought they were. Like, just give us our money. And he was like, no. he was like, it's just a box spring. I'll have a guy come. So we had a stranger come into our place. We had to buy. It took him a while.
Well, you were the strangers in their place. Nah.
So at this point, we paid to be there. We were a guest. At this point, a guy walks in at like 11 p.m., and I'm in like my boxers. And he pulls up the mattress, looks, and goes, oh yeah, this is way too big. This isn't going to work. So he leaves. He takes the box spring out. We just sleep on basically the floor.
Right.
And then, you know, the rest of the trip was okay.
And did they replace the box spring?
They replaced the box spring.
All right. Well, that's not terrible.
Hey, what? You
did they refund any of your money?
Not a dime.
Chris is from Scituate. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Tell us about this super sketch hotel.
So my wife and I had gone down to Georgia to go see her brother, and he wasn't able to get all the time off from work. So we're like, you know what? We're going to go take a trip to Nashville. And it was a real last-minute thing. So we found a hotel, a motel. It was just like Dan's, kind of too good to be true with price point. But we booked it, and it's like, you know, in the heart of Nashville. Great. Think of Nashville, think of the bars, think of downtown, awesome. It is not in the heart of Nashville. again, it's just very much in the trenches, the outskirts,
yep.
Not a great neighborhood.
Been there.
So we go to go check in, and the first thing that should have been a bigger red flag is that the attendant that was behind the desk was, it was like, I felt like I was at a bank. It was like 2 inches of plexiglass.
Oh, yeah, safety
and
glass.
So, you know, whatever. I booked it through, like, TripAdvisor or something like that. And, they gave me the key to the room. And we drive over there. And it's a very sketchy area. But I open the door, and I've traveled all over the place. So every time I get into a room, I always check for bed bugs. I'm like, just go lift the mattress. Just double check, you know, whatever. My wife thinks I'm crazy.
No, I do it too.
I lift the mattress, and there was a needle.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, that would scare you. Like, I'd be out of there.
I was like, you know what? I'm done. I'm done. Nope.
And for that reason, I'm out.
Thank you, Chris. I walked into a room like that one time when Lana and I were on the road. And when I went to check in, they're like, so how many hours will you need the room? I was like, yeah, I think I'm going to go find a different hotel. Leah's from Cumberland. Good morning, Leah.
Hi, good morning.
What happened?
So we were going up to Wolfboro, New Hampshire for July 4th weekend. There were about six of us. And we went to go check into our Airbnb, and it was raining out. And the place where, like, the lockbox was, so to enter the cold, wasn't there. So we kind of had to, like, look around. We found it in a different spot. We were able to get the code to get in. That was fine. So we go in the house, and we're walking around. There's kids, a bunch of us going to find our rooms. And all the linens are, like, rolled up, like, in a pile at the bottom of the beds. And, like, that's kind of strange. And, like, we're walking around. There's, like, dish towels out, like, on the counter. And, like, it just looks dirty. And then we're like, this place hasn't been cleaned. Like, all these sheets are dirty. Like, no one has cleaned since the last checkout. So I called the guy, and they're like, oh, no, the people came. I was like, dude, like, no one came. Like, this whole house, the house is dirty. So he's like, well, we can send someone now. And by this time, it was like 6 o'clock at night. Like, we have kids, we have to get ready. We're like, listen, we're going to tidy up. We're going to wash the sheets, send someone tomorrow. Okay. So we're washing the sheets and everything like that. And then we're like, all right, like, let's, you know, take showers or whatever. And we notice there's absolutely no linen. There's like the dirty dish towel we found out on the counter upstairs. And there's like laundry in the washing machine, like other like dish towels, bath mats and stuff, but like there's no towels anywhere. So whoever the last people were must have either taken the towels, or we were like trying to like hypothesize like maybe the people came for the laundry and just took one back. I don't know. So we call the guy, and he's like, oh my gosh, like, I'm so sorry. Like, all right, like, can you get us towels? So the next morning, some dude comes to our house with like these two giant trash bags from Ocean State Job Lot, and it has all of these towels with their tags on them, and like new towels, new sheets, everything, and just like throws them in the door, and we're like, thanks. And you know, we made the best of it, but we won't be renting from him again for sure.
Did you get a discount?
What, he gave us a credit of $100 towards our next visit with him.
Oh, yeah, great, thanks.
Doing that.
Yeah, no. Wow, the audacity.
Thank you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.